Vrbo last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can easily get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. No need for months of planning. In fact, you can't even plan pow. Pow is on its own schedule. Thankfully, somewhere in the world, it's always snowing. All you have to do is use the last-minute filter on the app to book a last-minute deal on a slope-side private rental home. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to help you conquer life's challenges with grit and grace. Now, I know what you're thinking. Brandon, another day, another hurdle. And let's be real, sometimes it feels like we're running a marathon in quicksand, right? But guess what? You don't have to face these hurdles alone. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful, the incredible impact of social connections and community on building resilience. Think about it. Ever felt like you were about to crack under pressure? You know that feeling when everything feels overwhelming, and you just want to curl up in a ball. But then, bam. A friend reaches out, offers a listening ear, or maybe even cracks a joke to lighten the mood. Suddenly, you feel a surge of strength, a renewed sense of perspective. That's the magic of human connection, it's our secret weapon against adversity. So, how does this translate into real, actionable steps for us? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you harness the power of community to build unshakable resilience. 1. Invest in meaningful relationships. It's not about having a million friends on social media, it's about cultivating genuine connections with people who truly understand you, support your growth, and can celebrate your victories and help pick you up when you stumble. These are the folks who become your pillars of strength, your sounding boards, and your cheerleaders in life's crazy race. 2. Embrace vulnerability. This one can be a little tough, but hear me out. Opening up to others, sharing your struggles and fears, doesn't make you weak, it makes you human. And when you allow yourself to be vulnerable with trusted individuals, you create space for deeper connections and a stronger sense of belonging. 3. Give back. Think about those times when helping someone else made you feel good. That's no coincidence. Acts of kindness, big or small, not only benefit others but also boost our own well-being and sense of purpose. Volunteering, lending a hand to a neighbor, even just offering a listening ear, these acts can weave us into a stronger social fabric and build resilience within ourselves and our communities. 4. Seek out shared experiences. Remember that feeling of camaraderie after conquering a tough hike with friends, or the laughter shared during a game night? Engaging in activities together, whether it's joining a club, attending events, or simply having regular catch-ups, strengthens bonds and creates lasting memories. Those are the things that truly matter. 5. Be patient and persistent. Building a strong support network takes time and effort. Don't get discouraged if you don't find your tribe overnight. Keep putting yourself out there, be open to new connections, and nurture the relationships that feel authentic and meaningful. Let me tell you about this friend of mine, Sarah. She's an amazing woman, always pushing herself to grow and learn. But last year, she hit a rough patch, her job felt draining, she was dealing with family issues, and it all took its toll on her mental health. It got so bad that she started isolating herself, thinking she had to handle everything alone. Then, something shifted. Sarah decided to reach out to an old friend from college, someone who understood her struggles and offered a listening ear without judgment. They started having weekly coffee dates just to catch up and vent about the craziness of life. And you know what? It made all the difference. Having that consistent support system helped Sarah regain her perspective, find strength in shared experiences, and realize she wasn't alone in her struggles. She even joined a local book club, which expanded her social circle and exposed her to new ideas. It's incredible how one simple act of reaching out can ripple outward and create such a powerful impact. So, my friends, remember this. You are not built for battle alone. Embrace the power of connection, cultivate your community, and watch as resilience blossoms within you and around you. Let's recap the key takeaways. Invest in meaningful relationships, embrace vulnerability, give back to others, seek out shared experiences, and be patient and persistent in building your support network. Now I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to strengthen your connections with others? Share it in the comments or tag us on social media. Let's build this community of resilience together. And as always, remember, fortitude first. Keep pushing forward, keep connecting, and keep shining bright. Until next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.